Can I make a bold statement here? May I make a bold statement? Every sin, I'm going to read something in a minute. I may be getting ahead of myself, but it bears repeat. Every sin that you ever committed before you got saved has been forgiven. You ready for it now? Are y'all sure? Every sin that you are doing now is already forgiven. Every sin you'll ever do in the future has already been forgiven. You say, what in the world are you talking about, preacher? If it wasn't forgiven, then Jesus had to come out of heaven, go back through the process again, because he didn't fix what your problem was the first time. You said, man, you teach stuff like that, you give people license sin. You know they were sinning a long time before we got the license. This is why people's in trouble, and they think they got to get God to do something. So he can, and they put up these emergency prayers, and they want to bombard heaven. Oh, because we got to get God. When you understand that God had done it all, you have to learn how to confess your sin. You have to learn how to receive your forgiveness for sin. You learn how to walk above your sin. When you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Jesus Christ, Savior of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you realize that I can grow above this. Let me tell you a story. See how we're doing. Am I helping anybody this morning? Is this helping anybody? I was a young preacher, pastoring Travelers Rest. My wife remember that was the first church we pastored with. Travelers Rest in what is that? Matteson, Mississippi. And God was dealing with me about something. And I didn't want to do it because I didn't think I qualified. And but this particular incident, I was preaching. I never thought about it before. I was just preaching away. And something you be preaching when God tell you something, you don't even know what you were preaching. And I remember this because and it helped me tremendously to grow up, and I'm still growing up. And I was preaching down. He said, Jimmy. And I kept preaching, but I answered him, you can do that. I said, yeah. He said, because I had a problem with sin. He said, you remember those old clothes? Remember those clothes you wore when you were 12 years old? I said, yeah. He said, are you tempted to get in there? I said, no. He said, why? Because I outgrow them. He said, that's the way I want you to do sin. Come on. Just outgrow it. You can outgrow sexual sin. You can outgrow cussing sin. You can outgrow lying sin. You can just grow in the grace. Jealous sin, jealous envy. You just outgrowing. When you realize that God is not holding anything against you. And even, listen to this. This will set you free once you get a revelation of what he's done. He's done everything. And when you miss it, he won't even condemn you. He won't condemn you. You say, well, he just let me do what? No. Grace got you. He'll help you. But your own heart will let you know you didn't speak to your wife right. You didn't have no business saying that behind the back of that individual. You should have told them to the faith. Your own heart will let you know that you didn't do right. And if you'll be honest, and if you love God, say, love, this is why he said in the word, love never fail. And see, if you walk in love, are you hearing me? If you walk in love, you won't try to cover up sin. You'll be honest with yourself. I missed it. I didn't do right. You will. But if you're a hypocrite, you want somebody to think you something that you're not, then you'll do stuff like that. But a true born, blood washed, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, child of God that know God, and you're grown up in the word, when you miss it, you'll say, God, Father, I didn't do that right. Did I? Am I helping anybody this way? Hallelujah. So, he said, grow in the grace, right? Why you grow? So you learn what you have, and you learn how to receive what he has done. See, grace is God's part. Faith is our part. Grace did it, faith received it. Grace did it, faith received it. Grace did it, faith receives it. So listen to this. You will learn that he's done everything about your salvation. See, we trying to live hard, trying to live good enough for God to do something. There's nothing you can do about your salvation but receive it. So let me read. Let me read what I have here. So you will learn that he's done everything about your salvation. Grace has fixed it all. Grace has fixed it, and everything has been done. You are saved. You are as saved as you ever will be. You are as much as a child of God, you will ever be with 10,000 years later. You are just as much as an heir and a joint heir with Jesus as anyone else. You have as much right to the name of Jesus as any other member of the body of Christ. Every sin, this is what I told you, I was getting ahead of myself. Every sin that you committed before you got saved has been forgiven. The sin you are committing now, they are forgiven. Every sin you will commit in the future has been forgiven. This is what he has done through grace. We must give our attention to it and search the scripture to find these promises that are written, and then meditate on them and continue the confession of them, and saying, this is who I am. And this is what I have, and this is what I can do. I'm one with him. Say that. I'm one with him. And this is what God, through the word, teaching, this is why we gather, this is why we worship, this is why we pray. He wants you to get the revelation. I made you one with me. He wants you to discover you're just like me. And once you discover that, your sinning days are done. But we got some growing to do. But you can't grow watching Matlock all the time. I say, you can't what? Grow watching Matlock all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.